Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
What? ESPN 102.5, The Game. Darren McFarland, Willie Donick here, ringside, live at the Cotton Bowl Winter Classic. Predators and Stars all have pregame coming up at high noon. Puck drop at 1 o'clock. Everything heard right here on 102.5, The Game. Of course, Pete Weber and Hal Gill on the call. Willie D will be working. He'll be a ringside reporter. So we're doing a little experiment on radio. Of course, Smashville Live, this special edition, is brought to you by New Amsterdam Vodka, Red Spirits and Wine, and Spring Hill Heating and Cooling. We're looking forward to this. John Miller has been nice enough of NBC Sports to stop by. He knows a little bit about the Winter Classic. John had his hand in this concept. John, how you doing? Thanks doing this.
Yeah, it's great to be here.
Yeah.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. And I can't think of a better way to kick off 2020 than the Cotton Bowl in front of 85, 90,000 fans and to watch a good hockey game, hopefully.
Well, for 12 years now, I've known where my New Year's Eve and New Year's Day is going to be. So it's been kind of nice. It's been good. You don't have to plan. But, yeah, no, they've done a tremendous job with this facility. And I have to give props to Steve Mayer from the NHL and his team because they have really made this building sparkle.
Yeah.
It's really impressive.
Let's go back to the beginning. Like, where was this? I'm always wondering, it wasn't in a lab, was it? Where was this hatched?
I would love to tell you that I have that kind of vision. I quite honestly don't. So here's the deal. We had been in the college football bowl business for a long time. And we did the Rose Bowl, the Orange Bowl, the Fiesta Bowl. And then we eventually got out of the bowl business in the late 1990s. We had one bowl, the Gator Bowl, which we eventually walked away from. And so we were looking for programming on New Year's Day. In 2004, we had made a deal with the NHL to become their new broadcast partner. And so we were looking for ways to kind of kick off the relationship. And in October of 2004, the Boston Red Sox had been down 3-0 to the Yankees in the baseball LCS, came back and won it 4-3. Devastated Yankee fans, Red Sox fans celebrated the whole deal. And I thought, what would be more fun than maybe having the Bruins come play the Rangers and have them play in Yankee Stadium on New Year's Day, a great way to celebrate our new NHL relationship. So like most things, you take the idea to a couple of folks. My boss was a guy named Dick Ebersol, who's really a genius in the sports business. And he got it and he embraced it. And then we went and talked to the NHL. And interestingly enough, Gary Bettman, who's the commissioner, was interested but was a little bit nervous because they don't have a special events group at the NHL. So that would have been a problem for them. But we canvassed.
I think they're trying to see how loud they can get the music.
Right. I think I was
how loud
say,
will it go? Will it go to 11? Will it go to 12?
They're going to see how you adjust to distractions, John.
Yeah. So I'm somewhat used to it. So we went to the Bruins. The Bruins were interested and were open to a lot of things. We went to the Rangers, and the Rangers had an issue because they couldn't play games outside of Madison Square Garden because of their lease deal with the city of New York. But they were willing to explore, you know, opportunities. And then I went up to see the folks at Yankee Stadium to see what they thought, and they basically laughed me out of their office and said, Yankee Stadium is the house that Ruth built. We're never going to play anything but baseball here. And then shortly after that, we had a lockout, and so everything got put on the back burner. But I continued to be somewhat of a nudge, and I kept pushing people that this was how we really wanted to start our hockey thing. And in late 2006, a guy named John Collins came on board at the NHL, who's a really sharp marketing guy who I had worked with when he was at the NFL. And I told him, you know, the concept, and he said, well, let me see what we can do. And he came back and saw me in the spring of 07 and said, well, only one NHL team has agreed to explore hosting it, and that's the Buffalo Sabres. And I said, sold. We'll have Pittsburgh come up and play. There were, you know, Sidney Crosby was coming into the league. We thought it would be a great opportunity for us to showcase them. And so we played the first game on January 1st, 2008, up at Rich Stadium in Buffalo. And I remember pulling into the parking lot, and it reminded me of the AFC Championship game from 1991. It was packed, and people were tailgating and grilling outside and throwing a football and doing all kinds of stuff. And I said, wow, they got a lot of people. They sold out that first game in about an hour.
Wow.
And so they had 75,000 people in Buffalo. We had a great game. It went to a shootout. Sidney Crosby scored the winning goal. Unfortunately, the home team couldn't deliver a victory for all those fans, but it snowed. And the next thing you know, they're saying, well, what are we going to do it next year? And to be honest with you, we had thought it was a one and done. We thought maybe we would get 1 year out of it and we'd find something else for New Year's Day. And now it's become a tradition. I believe I heard last night they've done 26 outdoor games, yep, including the Stadium Series games, including the Heritage Classic up in Canada. And it's a lot of fun. And the people who come have a great time. The teams really enjoy it. I watched a bunch of the stars out here when I first got here, just walking around and staring up at the crowd and the stadium and stuff like that. And you can tell that they're excited about being here, too.
Willie and I have been fortunate enough to be in this for a long time. So we've done some really cool things over the years, and some things that we were part of on the ground floor where it was a brand new concept. And it's really neat when you go into that, because there's a lot of nervous and excitement, but this energy around it. But also, John, you don't know how it's going to be. So leading up to, you know, you said it was success, you know, you come out like, wow, all this stuff. But leading up to that, how nerve-wracking was it? Like, is this going to be a big deal? Is this going to be a flop? That's the part that is always, and you're in the unknown, right? You've right. never done this before. Where is there going to be hiccups and things going to go wrong? How are we going to handle that? What was that like?
At 10:30 in the morning when we pulled up to the stadium, it started raining.
Oh.
And we knew that if we had gotten washed out and rained out, that would have been it.
Yeah.
There wasn't enough support among other owners and the league, and they didn't have a special events group that really would have propelled it to the next level. So we did have all those fears. And today is a perfect day for the Winter Classic. You've got cloud cover. It's going to be in the high 40s, low 50s, so you don't have any, you know, real issues there. But, yeah, you have all those things that you worry about. And you worry about whether or not the fans will embrace it. You know, a lot of people told me nobody's coming out on New Year's Day to watch a hockey game. And I said, you don't know hockey fans. Hockey fans will show up and follow their teams because they love the sport. And want to be part of this.
John Miller is with us from NBC Sports. You're right, John, just in the airports coming through. We both went through two different airports, two different days. The jerseys that you saw, it was really, I mean, if you were walking through and you were not aware at all about hockey, you could not help but notice the jerseys from both teams. So I want to ask you about just the audience since NBC has taken over, how it's evolved. You know, we go to the NHL broadcasters meetings. They always have a report. It's fascinating, the demographics of the people who watch the game, the youth of the stars in this game, not the Dallas Stars, but the youth across the league.
Sure.
It's really remarkable. So from NBC's perspective, how pleased are you with the relationship?
We love the property. We've been doing the NHL since 2006 and grew it in 2011 and combined it with our sports network, NBCSN, so we have all of National Hockey Broadcast. We have a great production team led by Sam Flood, who's our executive producer and is a hockey junkie. John McGinnis, who's our coordinating producer. Our talent team led by Doc Emmerich and Eddie Olchuk, and the studio with you know, Mike Milbury. Mike Tirico is here to kind of send the message this is a big event. So we really put a lot into it, and it's paid off because we've seen the response not only in ratings and engagement, but the way sponsors treat it, the way everybody in the community recognizes how we treat the sport and how we super serve the fans. And I think fans know when they watch a hockey game on NBC, our announcers are going to be really well prepared. We're going to treat the game the right way, and it's going to be a great experience.
You know, in this one, I would imagine you've gone to all these. This is unique, right? That's never been, of course, Dallas, right? That's the first thing everybody's, they're doing it in Dallas this year. And obviously when we start, you're going to see why it's in Dallas, but this will be very unique compared to some other sites that have been, right?
Yeah, they're going to have 84,000 people here. They sold out in 45 minutes here. You know, it's the second largest crowd ever to see a hockey game after the Big House in Michigan when Detroit hosted Toronto a few years ago, and I think it's going to be great. It's going to be, you know, this stadium is a really, it was built in 1930, and the way it's constructed, it's really loud.
Yeah.
And I think people are going to be amazed at how loud and how close the fans are
The upper deck really looks like you have a great view of the upper deck at this place.
You can. The sight lines are great. And I'm excited to see what we get.
You know, I know this is radio, John, but you still could have done a slide in to start this interview. You know, you could have done that.
Not me. If you saw me slide, you wouldn't you wouldn't want to see that.
In all seriousness, are you amazed like that, how that just kind of took off, Chris Collinsworth? Just something
simple? Yeah, it's amazing what social media can do for you. And, you know, people now tune in to look for it.
Right.
So it's... That's kind of fun.
I'm surprised there's not odds on, you know, different things that can happen on the slide. All right, let's finish up with this. Everything is always changing and evolving. And so as this thing has become a staple with the National Hockey League and NBC Sports and New Year's Day, do you look down the road? What are the discussions for down the road? Is there anything?
Well, I think there are other cities that are very viable to host it. I mean, I think your city, Nashville, did a great job with the All-Star Game. We were recently there for the NASCAR Awards, and they were terrific. And I certainly think it's the kind of place that could host a Winter Classic. There are a lot of venues, and I wouldn't mind going back to some of the older ones. I think Buffalo is ready to host again. You know, Wrigley Field and Fenway were great venues. So I think there's all of those opportunities. So the nice thing about dealing with the NHL and Steve Mayer and Gary Bettman and their special events group is that they're already thinking about next year, which is great.
Yeah. Good to see you. Thanks for
good
doing
to see
this.
You. Thank you. It's good to have you here.
Yeah, John Miller, NBC Sports. Really appreciate him stopping by. Gary Bettman, NHL commissioner, is supposed to stop by here in a couple of minutes. And hopefully we will talk to him next here on Smashville Live, 102.5 The Game.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games, and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere, with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.